These are images from Restrepo, a film about a U.S. Army platoon in Afghanistan's deadly Korangal Valley. Shot over the course of a year, the documentary was nominated for an Academy Award this year. Co-director Tim Hetherington said in February he wanted people to connect with the war.
It's not necessarily about moral outrage, it's about trying to understand that we're at war and what that means, and understand the emotional terrain of what being at war means.
Hetherington was killed in April in Libya. His colleague and Restrepo co-director Sebastian Junger says Hetherington's death shocked him, but he also accepts the risks.
We don't have a chance of having an equitable society or an equitable world without the free flow of information. And journalists are an indispensable role in that. And it's a principle that I'm willing to some degree, risk my life for.
Associated Press photo director Santiago Lyon agrees that war reporting without believing it contributes to a free society is a waste of time. But he says some journalists may have other motivations.
The experience of going to war or going to conflict is very compelling because one's life is in danger. And as Winston Churchill once famously said, there's nothing so exhilarating in life as to be shot at without result.
This, says Lyon, offers a thrill and adrenaline rush for those photographers who seek excitement. Photojournalists have witnessed combat since the 1850s, when they brought their photo labs to battlefields during the Crimean War. This image from the U.S. Civil War is by Matthew Brady, a pioneer of American war photography. Motion pictures captured World War I, and today's compact equipment allows journalists to work side by side with soldiers exchanging gunfire. Graphic images hardly put an end to war, but Lyon says they can help turn public opinion against it, as certain iconic images did during the U.S. war in Vietnam.
But on another level, I think it's a belief that if your picture can influence just one person and change their way of thinking, then in some ways the exercise has been worthwhile.
Junger says it is easy to describe a firefight. He characterizes it as a weird sort of football game with guns, drama, and logic. Kill them before they kill you. The difficulty, he says, is describing the moral intangibles. Junger relates what an American military veteran once told him.
Those guys were trying to kill my brothers, and I killed them first. But there's also this other level, like why were any of us doing any of it at all, including them? What's God going to say? And he doesn't even believe in God.
Junger notes that images alone cannot fully describe combat, so he wrote the book War as a complement to his documentary. Santiago Lyon agrees. He says words add nuance to photography and vice versa. And whether with camera or pen, war correspondents risk their lives to tell the story of war. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.
You guys are going to have to support yourselves for a minute.